It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The nominee to lead the Central Intelligence Agency faced a basic question yesterday. The question is how far he would go if a president ordered him to expand the CIA's power to investigate Americans. Michael Hayden says he would follow, quote, my lawyers and my conscience, just as he did in a previous job at the National Security Agency. It is precisely his work in that previous job that has some senators questioning him now. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports on Hayden's bid to lead the CIA.
General Hayden says he's more than a little humbled to be considered for the CIA job. He says he'll fight for a strong CIA at the center of U.S. intelligence efforts. In Hayden's words, the star player on a football team. And he urged CIA spies to get out and take some risks.
We need our weight on our front foot, not on our back foot. We need to be field-centric, not headquarters-centric.
Hayden says it's also time for the CIA to move on from what he called the endless picking apart of past intelligence failures.
CIA officers, dedicated as they are to serving their country honorably and well, deserve recognition of their efforts, and they also deserved not to have every action analyzed, second-guessed, and criticized on the front pages of their morning paper.
All that seemed to go down reasonably well with senators, but then came the questions on Hayden's past, specifically his time at the National Security Agency. Hayden was head of the NSA when it first launched the counterterrorism program that involves eavesdropping on some American citizens in the U.S. without a warrant. Republican Kit Bond led off the questioning.
Did your lawyers at the NSA tell you the program was legal? Do they still maintain it's legal?
Yes, sir, they did, and they still do.
How about the Department of Justice lawyers, the White House program was legal?
All that was consistent.
Did you ever personally believe the program was illegal?
No, sir.
Things went downhill for Hayden from there. Democrat Carl Levin's turn came next. He brought up the reports from last week that the NSA is secretly compiling the phone records of tens of millions of ordinary Americans. Levin pressed General Hayden, doesn't that raise some real concerns about privacy?
I could certainly understand why someone would be concerned about this.
But that's not my question, General. It's a direct question.
Sure.
In your judgment, are there privacy?
You want me to say yes or no?
No, I want you to say whatever you believe.
Yes, sir. And here's what I believe. Clearly, the privacy of American citizens is a concern constantly.
Hayden never actually confirmed the existence of the alleged call monitoring program, nor did he shed much light on how it may be related to the eavesdropping program that President Bush has acknowledged. That effort reportedly targets only international calls to or from the U.S. But Hayden gave a little ground under heated questioning from Democrat Ron Wyden. Wyden challenged the general's credibility. He asked if Hayden intentionally misled people when he denied, back in January, that the NSA was throwing what he called a drift net over American cities. Hayden said he did not mean to mislead anybody and that he'd chosen his words very carefully.
I pointedly and consciously downshifted the language I was using. So when I was talking about a drift net over Lackawanna or Fremont, I switched from the word communications to the much more specific and unarguably accurate conversations.
That may seem a fine point, but the distinction Hayden is making is between monitoring phone records, that is, who called who and how long they talked, and actually listening to the conversations. Hayden maintains the NSA does not listen to purely domestic calls without a warrant. Most of the Republicans on the Senate committee seemed to accept that. Several Democrats looked less convinced. But barring any unforeseen obstacles, Hayden now looks in good shape to be confirmed as the 20th director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Republican Chuck Hagel told him, "You're going to be one of America's best CIA directors." There's no word yet on how quickly senators may vote, but there is a sense of urgency. Outgoing Director Porter Goss officially departs 1 week from today. And with threats looming from Iran, North Korea, and al-Qaeda-linked terrorists in the Middle East and elsewhere, no one wants the CIA to stay leaderless for long. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
And you can hear some of the sharp exchanges from the hearing at npr.org.